Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. Read by Carrie Shale.
What about a tea kettle? What if the spout opened and closed when the steam came out so it would become a mouth and it could whistle pretty melodies or do Shakespeare or just crack up with me? I could invent a tea kettle that reads in Dad's voice so I could fall asleep. Or maybe a set of kettles that sings the chorus of Yellow Submarine, which is a song by the Beatles, who I love because entomology is one of my raison d'etre, which is a French expression that I know. Another good thing is that I could train my anus to talk when I farted. If I wanted to be extremely hilarious, I'd train it to say, "Wasn't me," every time I made an incredibly bad fart. And if I ever made an incredibly bad fart in the Hall of Mirrors, which is in Versailles, which is outside of Paris, which is in France, obviously, my anus would say, "Ce n'était pas moi." What about little microphones? What if everyone swallowed them and they played the sounds of our hearts through little speakers which could be in the pouches of our overalls? When you skateboarded down the street at night, you could hear everyone's heartbeat and they could hear yours. One weird thing is, I wonder if everyone's hearts would start to beat at the same time, like how women who live together have their menstrual periods at the same time, which I know about but don't really want to know about. That would be so weird, except that the place in the hospital where babies are born would sound like a crystal chandelier in a houseboat, because the babies wouldn't have had time to match up their heartbeats yet. And also, there are so many times when you need to make a quick escape. But humans don't have their own wings, or not yet anyway, so what about a birdseed shirt? Anyway, my first jiu-jitsu class was 3.5 months ago. Self-defense was something that I was...